This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So true, man.
So true.
Good morning to you.
I listen to this song.
I ain't gonna do you wrong.
Nah.
Why you gone?
Although Bob's doing the feels wrong a little bit. But they pulled it out. Survive. And advance. That's just to the day. They would have advanced even if they lost yesterday. Okay. You know what is not advanced? I gotta rip someone here. We were having a conversation the other day off the air about social media, and I thought, I forgot about me and Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
So let me rip myself for a moment here. So I went back, and I wanted to see how
you
many...
You were into that for a minute, too. Yeah.
How many, what do they call this, the gram? Is that what the kids call it?
I believe so, yes. I think they used to. I don't know if they do anymore.
How many posts I've got on the gram?
I don't know if the kids are on the gram anymore.
Well, then I'm way behind the times because I'm trying to catch up to them. I'm like the guy trying to still use CDs right now.
You gotta start doing TikToks, Joe, if you want to catch up to the kids.
All right, so check this out. John, I've got 12 posts, if that's even what it's called, on Instagram. started this thing around Memorial Day 2022, so that's 3 years ago. Here's the first post.
We're averaging 4 posts a year.
Yeah, this is particularly pathetic when you understand the first post, what it says. Got a picture of myself in a tux. Look good, right?
Yeah, look at you.
Here's what I wrote. The hammer is now on Instagram. Look out, world. ...
So that picture that
prophetic.
You posted.
What a prophetic
post. How's the
world
doing, Joe?
I think the world's doing fine without me, frankly. I really do.
That picture
Instagram
that you posted,
wasn't ready for
it's
it.
It's actually the tiny little round photo that you used for some other
Facebook
profile.
Years ago on
Facebook. Like another... Like the tiny
Joe found
little
a good picture, and he's like, this is my picture.
Correct.
Is what he did post.
That's right.
So you can't really even see it, and it's blurry if you try to zoom.
Well, I'm just saying, it's not...
That's not good content.
Not really. My finest hour, but I'll try to... For the people out
back
there...
Is that the are point.
For the people out there interested in the Instagram thing, I'm going to pick up my game.
You're back.
Okay. It's a...
I started trying to do it a little bit, and I was very confused with a lot of the options... On the Instagram, like it seemed like there were a lot of choices that I needed to be making. Like,
we're sounding very old right now.
We are.
My goodness.
We are sounding old.
In terms of I'm sending it out to, who I'm not sending it out to.
All these choices on the electric phone. It's so much to design from.
All right, 215-592. So true. 94-94.
I'm right there with you, Joe.
Yes. Well, thank you, sir. By the way, when you call in today, you can tell us... when two people were right there with each other and then weren't. We're done not to be two people. It could be something else, entities in the sort. Why? Because we're giving away Phillies tickets today. And this, John, is the 55th anniversary of the Beatles splitting up. Put another way, John Lennon and Paul McCartney splitting up. Obviously a memorable split. By the way, there was a split, obviously, in hoops about 2 months ago with Luka and the Lakers. They had a reunion. Luka and the Mavs. They had a reunion of sorts last night as Luka played against the Mavs, was crying during the introduction. Yeah, we had big games. Obviously, great player. That was a more memorable sports split in recent times. The, you know, the Beatles from 50-some years ago was one of the all-time splits. Today, with your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Phillies and the Giants, this game coming up, by the way, on Tuesday. So next week, get yourself to an early Phillies game this year, Tuesday, April 15th, next week, 6:45, first pitch, Citizens Bank Park. By the way, it's also Jackie Robinson Day. And prior to the game, the Phillies will host a tribute on field to celebrate the legacy of Jackie Robinson. Tickets always available at Phillies.com. Here's the deal. Give us, in honor of that Beatles split, in honor of that Luka and the Mavs split, give us a memorable split. There are many. There are thousands, ladies and gentlemen. Give us a memorable split. Best answer whoever provides it. Like David Letterman and NBC. Big. Letterman, Leno, Carson's leaving. Who's getting the gig? Goes to Leno. Letterman's like, I'm out of here. He goes to CBS. That was a very memorable split. John Ritchie, when you think of a memorable split, what hits you, my man?
Your hair looks lighter today. I'm just letting you know. Maybe that's from all the walking
in the sun
you've been doing outside.
Could be.
Did you walk yesterday outside?
Didn't walk. Didn't work out.
Come on. Are you serious?
I wanted to.
Are you kidding me?
I was very busy yesterday.
I don't care, man.
The book is consuming me right now.
I was so busy.
I really was.
I was just busy, guys.
I blame it on the book.
The book.
Yesterday, there was only three things in my life.
I had to start round 20 of the West Wing.
Yesterday, no, not doing that. Yesterday was book, nap, Phillies. That's all it was.
Excuse.
Book,
nap, Phillies. Stop making excuses.
What about working out while you watch the Phillies? Everything about that?
No, I don't have it in my apartment. I don't.
What about push-ups and sit-ups? You've got that everywhere you go.
It's not how I want to do it. I'm going to pump some iron.
I'm so disappointed.
I was disappointed
in our Phillies. I'm so disappointed.
Yeah, you sound real disappointed in yourself.
Alec Boehm.
I'll get out of today. Yeah,
I'm disappointed in Alec Boehm specifically.
Yeah. Jody Cameron's the Alec Boehm of
with
working
the way
out.
They're handling Alec Boehm. I'm disappointed in them, but I'm very disappointed in you, Joe. A split.
Yes.
Sorry, I got off track. I thought maybe you looked like sun-kissed from being outside and active.
It could be, because I have been walking out there. It's possible.
It's just the light hitting him.
It could be that as well.
I was giving Joe the benefit
of
the
doubt. Could be that
as well. Whoa, I was wrong to do that. Man.
That's great.
Split. How
about, yes, sir.
Johnny Depp and Amber Heard had a split recently.
Epic.
Yes, they did.
Noticed.
Yes.
Notable.
Yes, they did. That is true indeed. Seltzer, and this goes for everyone. At 215-592-9494, give us a memorable split. James, what do you got?
I'm going way outside the box here. I'm going like rectangle, square, triangle, whatever. Mm-hmm. Ed Norton in Primal Fear.
Yeah, split personality.
Oh. Right?
Yeah.
Very not good, bad, James. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, that's an interesting answer right there. I need a ruling, though. Are we doing the fictional type, like all the fictional couples that break up? So we're combining fictional and real life. I think we should do only real life.
Yeah, I think.
I mean,
that's
crossing it weird. Now we're getting to Scarlett O'Hara and, you know, we did.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Why am I forgetting his name?
Rhett Butler.
Rhett Butler. I don't know.
I think.
James, I need you to make a ruling right now.
I don't think we should limit it.
Both or only real life?
Man, I'm really torn on it. I agree. I think it crosses it weird if we go both, but I do think it's fun to have the fictional on the board. I'm really torn on
Rhea,
it.
Rhea, you make the decision.
No, real.
Okay, fine. Only real life.
There Rhea, shut it
all right,
down.
Rhea,
there.
Give me an answer. I mean, there's so many. There's so many thousands anyway. We're good. 215-592-9494. A memorable split, Rhea. What do you got?
I am going old school. The shocking breakup of Lee Iacocca and Ford.
He went to Chrysler, right?
Yeah, and he went to Chrysler and stayed there from bankruptcy. My favorite part about the whole story was when Henry Ford fired him, he said to him, I just don't like you.
Wow.
The guy had been there 32 years.
Wow. How about that? Yeah. All right, so look, give us a big answer on a split. By the way, speaking of answers, we got an answer. This was pretty cool yesterday from Brandon Graham about blowing out the Kansas City Chiefs. Obviously, the Super Bowl, which was 2 months and a day ago, was as non-competitive as just about any Super Bowl we've ever seen. Final score didn't show it. But, you know, we all know what happened in the teeth of that game. BG was talking yesterday to Kay Adams and talked about this regarding the Super Bowl.
We was on the sideline trying to hold it in, too, because it's just like,
We felt good going into this game because we had a great week. We had a great week of practice. The belief in that, that we was going to win that game, we knew that because of how just we showed it every day. And when it started happening, I mean, man, we just, that's why we tried to stay low level because a lot of the Chiefs that year, you know, they was blocking field goals. They was doing a lot of stuff. And we was like, man, if we just take it to them, we feel like we could really do some things.
They did more than just some things. I mean, that game was so over early third quarter. And for him, it was really cool to hear him talk about that they could just sort of internally yuck it up on the sideline, but make sure – basically what he's saying is we wanted to make sure the Chiefs and the cameras maybe didn't see it as much, but we knew we felt it. They knew the whole Delaware Valley, the whole world knew the game was over.
And that's
with
10
minutes to go in the third quarter. It's so rare.
Such a rare position.
So rare.
Every team I was ever on, every coach, all they talked about was this game will be decided by a point. This game is going to be a point here, a point there. It's inches here, inches there. That's the Super Bowl.
Well, how about how the other team was? Let me do the math real quick. I think they were 15-2, and one of them didn't count because they played Carson. Let's just throw that one out. 15-1 in the regular season plus 2-0. The other team was a 17-1 team. 17-1.
Well, so is this one.
I'm saying how bizarre is it that a 17-1 team can't compete 10 minutes ago in the third quarter, game's over.
We were that much
better. That was
better.
Unbelievable.
We were that much better.
My God.
Than everyone.
They really were. All right,
this year, we are
they really were that much better.
Expected to be better than everyone.
I don't think the Rams game is close if it didn't snow.
As fans.
I don't know.
I think they were way better than everybody.
I think Jalen's injury also affected
that too.
Injury affected
but yeah, I think they were just way better than everyone. Better.
They certainly were at the end. I don't think they were for a good portion of the year, but by the end of the year, they were. All right, 215-592-9494. So give us a memorable split. And obviously, you know, everything we're talking about here today with the Phils. Dan in Philadelphia. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, crew. What's up today?
Hi, Dan. Lots.
It's not possible Brandon Graham comes out of retirement, right?
He's certainly talking like someone who's interested. We'll play that audio. My God, he struck me as very interested.
I can't imagine him on another team.
I don't think that's going to happen. But Dan, if I had to guess, I would guess he wanted to play and they didn't want him. That's just my guess. Because he's talking like someone who sounds still interested in playing.
But didn't he tear his bicep again?
He did. But, I mean, you know, that should be ready by September. Remember, when he tore it in December and came back in February, that's 2 months. You know, less than 2 months, I think. But they're about 2 months. I mean, you got 6 months to get ready for the season. What I tend to think happened is the Eagles knowing that he had torn the bicep and knowing, you know, again, and knowing that in 2018 they struggled after having won the Super Bowl and held on to some guys for too long. It's just a gut feeling. Gut feeling, he probably wanted to play. Because let's remember, Dan, when he played really well this year, including in the Super Bowl. But if they said, we don't want you, then his options were retire or try to find another team. I don't think he's ever going to play for another team. But I do wonder if they're in a pinch, if they call him up, I don't think he's going to say no. I really don't.
I don't think he would say no. But yeah, I just can't imagine him on another team.
Yeah, I don't think you have to worry about that. Really I will be stunned if that occurs. Stunned.
Me too. As for the Phillies, I mean, listen, it's early in the season. We're still rocking. I agree this is a legitimate concern. I'm just hoping that this team can balance its weaknesses with its...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Until we can actually make some moves.
Well, for the most part, they should, Dan. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to lose some games here and there. Because, like, those bullpen guys, they're going to cost them some games. There's no question. But it's not like they're not going to be able to still excel to a decent degree when you have this starting pitching and some of these players on offense. I mean, let's remember, a lot of us are frustrated today, and I'm expressing that. A couple of us are expressing that. They are 8-3. I mean, well, you know.
Exactly. I'm not too frustrated because, like you just said, there are going to be games like that. I'm just hoping that this doesn't become the problem to where you're not going to be.
Well, know this, Dan. Well, let me just tell you something. Saddle up with this bullpen for the next couple of months because it's going to be a roller coaster. It just is.
That's why I'm hoping Dombrowski, you know, has cavalry coming.
I know. All right, Dan, give me an answer.
By the way, guys, the Masters starts today. All right?
Sure it does.
All right, let's remember that. So we got that going for the next 4 days.
Correct.
My split would be the 13 colonies from Britain.
Oh, that is a big answer right there.
Oh, nice.
Colonies and Britain. I like that answer quite a bit. Major, major answer. Let's go to Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, team. How's everyone doing?
Super, Ed.
So I had an Eagles draft take in a second, but with the Phillies, I think the Justin Crawford call-up has to happen sooner rather than later.
You can't force it. You don't force that, Ed. You don't force that. You do it because they're not going to fall out of playoff contention without him. You can lament what's out there right now. You can want Crawford. You don't listen. I'm not telling you, Ed. And I'm no expert on the player development thing in baseball. I'm not going to act like I am. But I've heard enough from enough people that are through the years that you just don't force a guy to come up 2 months earlier just because you're in a bad mood with what's out there. You just, if it was the difference in making the playoffs or not, you'd have an argument. But it's not likely that.
Okay, well, in my opinion, it would be a pretty low-risk thing to put him at, like, 8 or 9 and see how he does. But, you know, if you don't want to mess with his development, I understand that, too. With the Eagles situation, and here's a kind of a thirsty take, and it reminds me of at the end of 2009 when the Patriots had, I think, Chris Baker and Ben Watson as tight ends, and they moved on from them. And what did they do in 2010?
Gronk.
Second round, they drafted Gronk in the second round and Aaron Hernandez in the fourth. I'd be willing to bet that the Eagles draft two tight ends
before
the end of the fourth round.
Don't buy it. Too much on defense they need, man. Too much.
Yeah, well,
because they also just signed all these other tight ends that aren't great, but I think are designed to make the team. Look, I can't tell you it's impossible, Ed. I will tell you I will be stunned.
In the first four, you would be stunned?
Stunned if they draft two?
Oh, two, not two.
Yeah,
no,
two?
Not two. No.
Don't buy it. Don't buy it at all.
Okay.
Remember with Gronk, part of that Ed, was coming out of Arizona, Gronk had all sorts of back injuries, and they probably were trying to cover their butts a little bit with the from an injury perspective, with, you know, taking two.
I mean, it could be. I mean, I don't.
The back was the big question. The talent was undeniable. The reason he was slipping to the second round is his back was so bad.
I mean, Ed, I'm just saying that they certainly might take one, and that's a part of this whole Goddard thing. But two, I think, is a long shot. Look, if they had all these defensive players back and they had, you know, they could just play with the roster, so to speak, then sure. But I don't think that's what this is. They got to fill some holes, man. They got to fill some holes.
Yeah.
Ed, give me an answer. A memorable split. You can win the Phillies tickets.
Well, since it is Masters Week, how about Tiger Woods and Elin Nordgren?
And the golf club.
That is so good.
Wow. Wasn't that Thanksgiving morning or the day after?
Well, it was the weekend. I don't know if it was the morning, but it was certainly that weekend.
It might have been the day after that, because I just remember we all woke up to it. Like, what in the world is going on?
That was unbelievable. And then all the sponsorships left him. And,
oh, my God.
You know, then his game left him, and then his back left him, and then... And he actually came back a few years later and got back on top. It was a wild story. 215-592-9494. All right, more from BG. What he said about the re-injury and having played in that Super Bowl. You'll hear that audio. Phone calls on all of these topics. So much to react to. Phil's last night, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
Here's what's happening at Borgata. Don't miss out on the action at Borgata's Poker Room, where great cards, lucky seats, and high hands bring excitement to every player. Open 7 days a week. Excitement is waiting, and you are only miles away from your happy place. Experience award-winning restaurants, exciting bars, live music, big-name entertainment, and a spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway today. Visit theborgata.com for more details.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.